I'm joined on the phone now with Netta Golan, who is an activist in Palestine and one of the co-founders of the International Solidarity Movement. Netta, a lot of the work that you're doing in the occupied territories is focused around media issues. Maybe you could talk a bit about, first of all, how the Israeli media is covering what's happening in Palestine right now.
I remember growing up, you know, you weren't allowed in the media, the Israeli media, and also foreign media, to say occupied territories. The occupied territories were called Judea and Samaria, the biblical name for the West Bank and Gaza, to basically erase the fact that there were occupied territories. So a lot of the same kind of thing is happening now, usually in the Israeli mainstream media. Palestinians are portrayed either as terrorists or as rioters, and somehow violent. Every once in a while, a story of Palestinian suffering can leak through, but that's usually basically drowned out by the story of Israeli suffering. So a lot of Israelis, because when there is an attack on Israelis, which definitely does happen, and Israeli suffering does exist, but then every single victim gets his life story told, his family is followed, so people are really, brought home, people respond to it emotionally. While when Palestinians are killed, for example, it might appear somewhere in the small, print somewhere deep inside the newspaper.
When you pick up a newspaper here in Canada, especially now, we're led to believe that these peace talks are moving forward and that there's a so-called period of relative calm in the area. Maybe you could speak a little bit about what the situation is actually like in the occupied territories right now and why you feel it's being framed the way that it is being framed in the mainstream media.
Yeah, it's definitely right now, it's in the press that's being described is, the problem is that things are moving towards solutions. And on the ground, it's very clear that the solution that things are moving towards is the solution of putting Palestinians in cages, putting every Palestinian area, city, village, into an open-air prison, locking down and controlling every aspect of Palestinian life, and basically continuing with a policy of silent transfer, making life here so impossible, and using collective punishment to try to wipe out any form of resistance. So that a lot of people, a lot of Palestinians who have the chance, leave. And at the same time, settlement projects are growing at an unprecedented rate. So on one hand, there's talk about, a solution which supposedly the roadmap includes freezing settlements, but on the other hand, it's very clear that not only is the wall going up, every day they're building it at unprecedented rates, but they're already starting to build, all the land beyond the wall is going to be lost to Palestinians. So the solution that is being worked towards is obviously not a solution for the Palestinians, and it's not a negotiated solution. The disengagement that Shalom is talking about it's not a coincidence that it's unilateral, because it doesn't include any kind of arrangement that Palestinians can accept. So the problem is going to continue.
What do you feel is the importance of independent reporting from Palestine?
I think that in the same way that a real solution, in the same way that in apartheid South Africa, what made solution happen. What caused the change in apartheid South Africa was a combination of, you know, resistance from the inside, a lot of international pressure, and a political protest. I think that all those factors have to happen for change to happen. Because, you know, the faith that some people may have that change is going to come from within Israeli society is completely unfounded. So international pressure is really important. Also, you know, in order to make Israelis think about needing to change, because right now the government of the United States is rewarding Israel every time it, you know, takes this hardcore military stance. Massive aid for Israel actually started from the U.S. after the occupation of the occupied, you know, after 67, when Israel proved itself as a military power. And since then, it's gone up every time. You know, like shortly after Shabra Shapira massacre in Lebanon, military doubled in the United States. So it's getting, the people are not feeling that it's a problem, or maybe they're beginning to feel it because of popular, and I think Israelis don't feel comfortable saying they're Israelis anymore when they go abroad. And I think that's important. That's important to make them think. But we're all going to have to work together to try to make change here. So people going back and giving a real picture of what's happening, and hopefully coming back and asking other people to come so that we can join Palestinians in their nonviolent resistance to the occupation. I think it's an important factor in bringing that change.